That was Jody with Turkish Delight. You're listening to WMFO Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. Turkish Delight playing. Getting ready for a show this Friday night, July 20th, Middle East Upstairs. Hope you come down. Oceans of the Moon, Fur Purse, Gull Boy, Turkish Delight, 20th reunion. This is one of our earliest songs, and I was anecdotally saying that it reminds me of the band Velocity Girl. It's like...
how we started as Velocity Girl and became...
Yeah, really. I said that we've started as Velocity Girl and became King Crimson. So this one's called In My House. This is another one I've always wanted to ask you about. I always imagined it was like, you know, young and you're like sneaking a guy into the house or something. What are you looking for, right? What are you looking for? But then, who knows? Good.
Sorry guys, I'm the tuning king.
So definitely follow us on Facebook at Turkish Delight Reunion. We have a lot of exciting news constantly. For example, iHeartNoise putting out releases for us. And another label called Custom Made Music is putting out a 2-cassette set of like live in-store appearances and random things that we did in the 90s, live shows, radio shows, out-of-town shows. So please check out Turkish Delight Reunion.
And both of those items are going to be available at the show. So they're not just available, that's their debut. They are here, man. We got them in hand tonight, and we're really liking the way they look. Hope that you'll like it, too.
Thanks, guys. My guitar is melting.
Yeah, it's super hot in here. If anybody, we don't know what it's like outside, but I'm pretty sure it's not like 100 degrees and 80% humidity.
Okay. I take two.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's the, again, the heat is doing weird stuff to my guitar. I don't know if it's doing stuff to Carl's bass.
Thanks so much for On the Town with Mikey D and WMFO for having us, by the way.
It's my A, Carl.
You really had me scared for a second there. I'm like,
know.
Holy crap.
Well, I've got thinner strings, so they're probably stretching more. And yeah. Anyways, go on.
This one's called Try Harder.
Thank you.
Try Harder. That was that our very first single, I think?
Yeah.
I think.
And okay. Be those for sale at the show. Seven inches.
Nice. Excellent.
Brand new.
So we're Turkish Delight, and we're playing this Friday, a 20th anniversary at the Middle East upstairs. So please come down. And right now, I want to welcome a guest onto our stage, and that would be Jerry, and he's playing trumpet. And this song is called Living for Today. We're Turkish Delight. That song was called Around. This is the last song of the evening. And this song is called Metronome. One sec.
Carl is going to use his rubber band bass, which luckily I think he lost or it died.
It died.
It died, and so he has a new one. Or
and
luckily,
what about the new one?
The new one.
Got on eBay, right?
On eBay.
No, but what about it? Look.
It's very colorful. It has real rubber bands on it.
Show everyone for the radio.
Yeah, everyone, look. Radio Land, please look.
Close your eyes.
Imagine. Make a wish. Thank you, everyone out there that's listening.
Yeah, thanks and for staying up late with us, for
I hope you can make it to our show at the Middle East this Friday. We've got some great bands, too. Fur Purse, Oceans of the Moon, and Gull Boy.
And thanks to WMFO very much.
And Joel for such wonderful sound.
Don't do this.
That's it. Thanks, guys, for listening. We're Turkish Delight.
Some are old, some are young, but they have one thing in common: having served America with honor. Log on to thankyouveterans.org and thank a veteran for their service. A public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Desperate as blood. drank our lives away. No can't see eye to eye. But I ain't the bad guy. You ain't the bad guy. But I had to say we had a great exit. Building of a life. In the building of a. Yeah.
You are listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Hot Tub Wingman from Power Slut, Bad Change from Tom Baker and the Snakes, and Dub Stubbs from Matthew Stubbs and the Antiguas, and before that, Names on Walls from Milligram, and before that, we heard an awesome live set from Turkish Delight, who are right here, ready to give their excuses. Welcome.
No excuses.
Hey.
Hey.
That was part of the performance, actually.
Yeah,
hello. Yeah.
I feel like I just got out of a hot tub. That room was so hot, man. We're all soaked.
Yeah. That's my first taste of water in a while. Okay.
So we're playing on Friday at the Middle East upstairs, and we're hoping that a lot of people go out. We have a really good show planned, and it's the first time that we've played in a long time. Today, tonight, was the first time that we've shared a stage in 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with minimal practice, because we're all spread out all over the place.
The reason why we're doing this.
The reason why we're doing this is because through some casual conversations and a interest of a fan, Thor, who has a label, I Heart Noise, with his friend Ilya. The first Turkish Delight record, Tommy Bell, was reissued. How long ago? When was it?
Only a year
we put
ago.
That out
about
a year ago.
Yeah, about a year ago, it was reissued. And out of the blue, a lot of attention started to come. We started to get more press and more interest. And then we broached kind of the subject of the second record. And Thor had the misunderstanding that that was like an odds and sods record,
that's
that
right.
It wasn't a real record. And it most certainly was. And that kind of, for me personally, that gave me the drive to make this all, you know, it was like, finally, it has to have its moment.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I sent Thor like a kind of a thank you package after he put out the cassette. And I threw in this rough mix tape of, like, you know, like rough mixes of Hausch McGoucha, but it was in a different order. I didn't even listen to it. I just gave it to him. And I forgot, it was in a different order. He's like, oh, I love this sequence. I was like, oh, sorry, I forgot. I put it in the wrong order. And he's like, no, that's the sequence. It's a different album now. So that was kind of a mistake. But I guess I swindled Thor and Ilya to, I guess, all we all did.
Yeah, it was a tape. It get said, it out. So I think it said studio sessions. Yeah. And I put it in and recognized some of the songs, didn't recognize others. And I of course, looking at the track list, I had figured out that I was dealt Hausch McGoucha on myself once more, but it was in a totally different order, and it did come off like a totally different record than what I had heard about 20 years before that.
Well,
and so Leah asked me in an email if I Heard Noise would reissue Hausch McGoucha, and we said, of course, we'll do it.
And it looks really sharp, and it only just came in. We got our first mitts on it tonight, and it will be for sale at the Middle East show on Friday night, so definitely come out And it's the first, you still have copies of the first one, Tommy Bell?
Tommy Bell is sold out.
Hey, we love those words, sold out. Let's make Middle East upstairs sold out.
Yeah.
Let's keep it on a theme, sold out.
We've officially sold out this year.
Sold.
By getting back together.
Yeah. I don't know if that's possible.
all these Who album references.
Who album, right?
Odds and Sods.
Yeah.
That's our next record, that's Odds and Sods. Odd Socks.
Now I'm a farmer.
No, Old Sock, that's Eric Clapton. That's a different.
Nice.
Got us.
Cool. So, yeah, and this is the second time we've been on the town.
In how many decades?
It was 20 years.
Two and a half.
Yeah. Maybe more. It was with Mikey D.
Yeah.
The original.
Yeah.
It was a great. That was probably, I think, at least mine, it was my favorite radio show we've ever done was here.
Huh.
As far as, like, the segues, like, everything, it just was, like, fun set.
Yeah,
really,
the sound is great here.
What happened? I thought you had stuff to go between songs tonight.
I think we just couldn't hear it.
Oh, so
you're telling me that.
You guys
were
talking over it.
I actually did hear some stuff. Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Nice.
We couldn't hear it. But.
So I think people in their in their abodes out there, they probably did hear.
Got their ears tickled a little bit.
Yeah. Especially if they had it cranked.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I hope so.
It's subliminal. It's really a subliminal sales pitch for Ralph Records.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we threw in some of our influences, like Ronaldo and the Loaf and stuff like that, underneath it. Kraftwerk.
And after the Turkish Delight set, there's going to be an impromptu dance party in the Middle East upstairs. So make sure to be prepared to stay around after our set.
And get party naked.
Can it really be impromptu if it's planned?
I don't know.
Well, it can be because, like, one person has an idea what they want for the music and the others don't know. So for me personally, it would be impromptu because I have no idea.
So you have no idea what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay,
only the people listening to the radio show right now know what's happening. Everyone else has no idea.
I have no idea.
I don't either. Is it Friday?
Midnight.
Midnight.
Yeah, after the show.
Friday somewhere.
The after party.
Somewhere.
So, and it's cool to see all these tape releases, cassette releases. I like the feeling of a cassette in your hand.
Vinyl is the new CD, and cassette is the new vinyl.
What's your take on this cassette revolution?
I'm getting excited about the new 78s, actually.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Those are coming back?
They'll have to eventually. And eight tracks.
Spindle things.
I want a renewed interest in 7-inch singles.
It's 10 inches, remember those?
Yeah, 10 inches are a pain in the neck.
And there's 12 inches, yeah.
10 inches aren't so good because in terms of cost, it's like as much as a full length.
Pretty much.
It's like...
Pretty much.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, and the fidelity usually really sucks on 10 inches.
On 10 inch, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, basically, do a 12-inch single, do a 7-inch single, or do an LP, or do two LPs jammed in one sleeve.
Bring black flexi discs.
Yeah, those are cheap.
Yeah, put them in the cereal box and get a free flexi.
Yeah, square ones with one side only.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good.
They're still there.
Yeah,
I still have colored, a few.
The colored vinyl is popular now, too.
Nice.
Yeah, but that's more about, like, marketing than anything. I mean, and clear vinyl is the worst. I hate clear vinyl because you can't cue any of the songs. You know, you look through and you see a space between songs and you think you're... nailed, but it's really a space between songs on the other side of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you guys heard of the service? And this is real. They actually take your loved one's ashes and they imprint it into vinyl. I don't know. What is that called? Do you know what that terminology is? Or it's got to be a term for that.
Blasphemy?
Yeah, that could be
and what record do you put it in, like Kiss Alive or something?
I don't know.
No, you would do it for the Christian Death reunion.
But it's awesome on this infomercial, whatever, infomercial for it, promoting it. It said, do you hear this crackle? That's your loved one.
Oh, God.
And it was totally serious.
That sounds very creative.
Startup.
We
need investors for this.
That's
startup.
Your cat that died last week.
Yeah.
Our posthumous release will be pressed into vinyl, all of our ashes, little bits of it.
Okay.
So if you want to put out any of our vinyl when we're dead, you can do that. I'll give you some ashes.
Oh, me, yeah.
Maybe you'll be doing vinyl by then. I don't
know. So one of the things we like to do now in the...
too expensive. That's...
Now in the modern days, is when we're promoting a show, we tell people what the other bands are playing.
Yes.
So Oceans of the Moon from Northampton is playing.
No, Providence.
Yeah, they're from Providence.
Oh, jeez. I've been saying Northampton for a month.
Wow. They're going to have to move.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And Fur Purse from Jamaica Plain are playing, and Fur Purse have a really awesome 7-inch out, and the B-side on it has a remix from the guy Andy California, and I didn't know who that was, but it's the guy from the Monsieurs. And he also used to be in Tunnel of Love, so it's kind of a big deal, and it's a great B-side. The A-side's great too. Cool. And then Gull Boy is playing, and that's my other band. So I get to play two consecutive sets in a row at the show on Friday.
Are you going to play the exact same parts in each band?
I'm playing different instruments, different styles, everything.
He has like a hat on, and then he takes it off, and he switches his shirts.
Yeah. A beard.
Maybe there's sunglasses, and he takes those off.
So that's the sum of it. Yeah, Oceans of the Moon is guys from the Laurels in Providence.
And I didn't know that.
Six Finger Satellite.
Wow. I remember seeing that band,
we played with them, Six Finger Satellite.
I might have even been at the show or something.
Right on.
I remember being at a show at the Middle East.
With them and us?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Well, at least with you guys and one with them. And I don't know if it was the same one or if I'm just blurring things into...
We could have had two separate shows, too.
So it's cool, and they were sort of they're coming out of semi-retirement to do this gig, and the guitarist hurt his hand, so he's gonna play all his parts on keyboard with his left hand, and the band like kind of restructured their whole set to change the sound a little bit so they don't.
Well, that's like a real musician.
Yeah,
they can do something like that.
That's cool.
He's legit.
So it should be cool. They're excited to try it out,
Yep, so Friday night, Middle East, Turkish Delight, Oceans of the Moon, Fur Purse, and Gull Boy.
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot, Turkish Delight.
Thank you. Words.
ever before.
You can't cover it up.